Welcome. This is Maxwell Spring, and I have with me today Betty Powell, who is joining me to facilitate for you a tool that is called Emotional Freedom Technique. And the really wonderful thing about this tool is that it can help you to let go of whatever might be blocking the flow of good that you would like to create for yourself. And this flow of good might be anything that you're imagining that would really bless your life. It could be an actual thing. It could be something like a computer, a new car, a new house. It could be something related to your business or career. It could be something related to financial flow, more money coming into your life. It could be related to a healing in a relationship, or actually attracting in a significant other, an intimate partner. It can be used for anything like this that would release the block to that coming into your life. And what do I mean by that? I mean that any time that you put something out into the web of creation as an intention, I want this, something can come up as resistance around that. Not always, but for instance, if you're wanting to create a parking space, most of us aren't running some kind of limiting belief that we're not worthy of having the parking space. So it can be a lot of fun to play with that kind of creation. We can often easily attract a parking space. But when it comes to something that really kind of stretches your comfort zone, you might have limiting beliefs like, this could be hard, or this happens for other people but not for me, or I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I don't have enough, or this is going to be a struggle to make this happen. These are just some of the examples of limiting beliefs that can arise for people. And this particular process is really a beautiful one for letting go of those limiting, resistant beliefs. So the Emotional Freedom and Healing is actually a tapping technique that is an energetic tool for emotional release and integration. And it's more formally referred to as a meridian therapy technique. And there are many forms of these emotional release and integration techniques that actually are used by coaches, therapists, and people in the Western and alternative medical fields worldwide. But in this case, today, what you're going to be experiencing as you listen to this recording is the tapping process that is called Emotional Freedom Technique, or more commonly referred to as EFT, and it was originated by psychotherapist Roger Callahan and then further developed by a man whose name is Gary Craig. And you can find out more about that on the web at when you Google EFT, it'll come up right away for you, all the resources that are available. But today, the tapping technique that you're going to experience, just to explain it a little bit more, is that it's a form of acupressure, tapping, rubbing, or steady pressure on certain points of the upper body with one, two, or three fingers, combined with a statement of the limiting belief to be released. Tapping can also be used to anchor affirmations within the body, mind, and spirit dynamic. So in essence, what we're doing is bypassing that programmed mind of the intellect and accessing the pure body's intelligence. Your body really wants to support you to affect release of limiting beliefs or blocks, and to promote the integration of the positive, really at the cellular level. So I'm going to lead you through the process interactively. You actually can just relax and listen to the sound of my voice and to the instructions instructions, and all will be well. And Betty and I are doing this together, so you'll have an example of how I say the statement, and then she's going to respond, and we'll do some breathing together and all of that, so it'll all be guided. But first, I do want to take you through a description of the points overall. We're first going to be tapping on the neurolymphatic reflex tender spots, and these are located above the breast on either side of the body. And if you feel underneath the collarbone toward your shoulder, just feeling right underneath the collarbone going toward the shoulders on either side of your body, you'll feel tender or sensitive spots. If you don't find them, no worries. Just put three fingers together and rub underneath the collarbones near the shoulder in a gentle circle, and you will be stimulating the right spots there. The next point is on the top of the head. You can either tap there or just rest the palm of your hand there. The next point will be on the end of the eyebrow near the bridge of the nose, and it doesn't matter which eyebrow. You're tapping, though, on the end of the eyebrow near the bridge of the nose. The next point is on the side of the eye on the temple bone, and again, it doesn't matter which eye. The next point is underneath the eye on the temple, on the bone, right underneath the eye. The next point is underneath the nose, above the upper lip. There's just a little indentation there, and you're tapping right in that spot. The next point is in the crease of the chin, below the lower lip. The next two points are the ends of the collarbone that start to come together in the center of your chest. And the easiest way to really tap on those or put steady pressure is to simply flatten out the palm of your hand and just put your hand over those ends of the collarbones right that start to come together right above the sternum, the breastbone there. The next point is going to be underneath the arm. Again, it doesn't matter which arm. And we're looking for another tender or sensitive spot that's about 2 to 4 inches below the armpit. This one can be very tender for people. So just either tap on it, rub it, or put steady pressure very gently. And then the next point is going to be underneath the breast. For women, it's directly underneath the breast. For men, it's about 2 inches below your nipple there on the top of the rib cage. We're actually tapping on the rib cage at this point. And again, it doesn't matter which side of the body that you do it. So, Betty, I'll ask you, as the stand-in for everybody listening to this recording, do you have any questions about any of those points?
Not a question. I'm just very glad to hear that rubbing works as well as tapping, because I like it better.
Yes, yes. I know this was really something that you enjoyed, that you don't always have to tap. You can just do rubbing or even just putting steady pressure. You really can't go wrong with this process. Just instinctively follow along and do what feels best for you. Thank you, Betty. So in this recording, we're going to be doing two rounds of the tapping process. First, we're going to begin by ascertaining where you are with your particular issue, the thing you'd like to release, your limiting belief, the story you're telling yourself that would keep you from having what you most want in your life, and just see where you are on that meter. And I'll describe that in just a moment. Betty and I will do that together. And then we'll do our first round of tapping to release the limiting beliefs and blocks. And then we'll take a deep breath, and we'll do another round to do our affirmations to really amp the energy around what you want to create and manifest in your life. And finally, we'll go back to our measuring of the internal vibrational meter to see if you experienced any improvement with this tool. And one thing I always like to tell people with any of these tools is that they are not one size fits all. So, you know, just suspend some disbelief here, try this out, experiment with it, and see how it works for you. So, are you ready, Betty?
I'm ready.
Okay, and everybody who's listening, wonderful. So, just sitting comfortably now and in a relaxed way, but feeling very alert. And I invite you now to close your eyes and just imagine a scale that's calibrated from 1 to 10. And 10 will be on this scale how activated you are by your particular issue, the thing you want to let go of. Perhaps it's that, you know, this is going to be hard, I have to struggle, I'm not enough in some way. If you're really activated by it, it's going to be at an 8, 9, or a 10. 1 or 0 would be, I'm at peace about this now. I'm neutral about it. It doesn't bother me at all. So, Betty, why don't you see now, and everybody listening, just see where you are on this scale with your issue in this moment before we begin. Don't overthink this. Just let your heart respond to its deepest knowing about this. Your heart will always support you in the answer you need. And breathe. And now put your number aside and we'll check back in at the end of our process. And now let's begin and let's go to that the two neurolymphatic tender spots located above your breast on either side of your body, feeling underneath the collarbone towards your shoulder for the tender or sensitive spots, and either tapping on them or putting the three fingers together and rubbing underneath the collarbone in a gentle circle, or just putting steady pressure there, and repeat after me. Even though
I may not trust
that a process like this could lower my resistance to believing that I can create
what I most want
in my life now. I open to suspend
my disbelief,
and I allow
this experience now.
Keep tapping or rubbing or putting steady pressure and repeat after me, even though
I may feel lost
and confused about creating what I most want. I deeply and completely
love and approve of myself.
Keep tapping or rubbing or putting steady pressure and repeat after me, even though it can sometimes feel scary. And I don't know what to do next.
With regards.
To creating what I want. I deeply and completely. Love and approve of myself.
And I forgive myself.
And let's go now to the top of the head, just resting the palm of your hand there or tapping there, and repeat after me. I can feel. Stuck and confused. Tapping on the end of the eyebrow. I sometimes don't know. What to do next. Tapping on the side of the eye, near the temple bone. It can feel scary. To step out of my comfort zone. Tapping underneath the eye. I can feel unclear. About what I'm supposed to do. Tapping underneath the nose, above the upper lip. This can feel overwhelming. Tapping in the crease of the chin. I have a feeling. It could be hard. To create what I want. Flattening out the palm of your hand and tapping on the ends of the collarbone right above the breastbone. Either tapping or just putting steady pressure there and repeat after me. I won't have enough time. Or energy. To create what my
To create what I want.
My life could become unbalanced. Great. And now go underneath the arm on either side of the body, finding that tender or sensitive spot about 2 to 4 inches below the armpit, and tap or rub there and repeat after me. I can sometimes feel nervous. And so unsure. Wonderful. And now let's move underneath the breast. For women, it's right underneath the breast. For men, it's about 2 inches below the nipple, right at the top of the rib cage, tapping there. A part of me. Believes. I will never have. What I want. And keep tapping. And then hold. Just leave your finger right on the spot very gently there and breathe as fully and deeply and easily as you can. All the way into, fully into the lungs and perhaps a little into the belly if you can breathe, bring the breath all the way down. And then deeply breathe out. Let go. Let go of all these fears, these worries, these concerns. Beautiful. Wonderful. And now let's do our second round. And this time we're going to be invoking and installing and inviting positive thoughts into what it is we want to create, really amping our energy around our rocket of desire, as the Abraham Hicks material would refer to it, for what we most want to create in our lives. So let's go to the neurolymphatic points once again. These are the ones above either of the breast, on either side of your body, that tender spot underneath the collarbone near the shoulder. Tapping, rubbing, or putting steady pressure there, and repeat after me. I am entitled. To miracles in my life now. Let's repeat it. I am entitled. To miracles in my life now. Ooh, love the energy. Let's try it one more time. I am entitled. To miracles in my life now. Ooh, love it. And let's go to the top of the head, tapping or just resting the palm of your hand there. I have a new vision. For my life now. And I trust. It's on its way. I can see it. I can feel it. Beautiful. And let's go to the end of the eyebrow near the bridge of the nose. The more I open. To the truth of who I am. The better I feel. And the more I trust.
And the more I trust,
I can create.
I can create.
Whatever I envision.
Whatever I envision.
Beautiful. And let's go to the side of the eye now, on the temple bone. Repeat after me. I am looking forward.
I am looking forward.
To more joy.
To more joy.
And happiness.
And happiness.
In my life now.
In my life now.
I love my life.
I love my life.
And I'm eager for more.
And I'm eager for more.
Fabulous. And let's go underneath the eye on the bone there. The better it gets.
The better it gets.
The better it gets.
The better it gets.
Fabulous. Wonderful. And now let's move to the point right underneath the nose, above the upper lip. Life is guiding me.
Life is guiding me.
Every step of the way.
Every step of the way.
I can easily.
I can easily.
Release.
Release.
And let go.
And let go.
Of limiting negative emotions.
Of limiting negative emotions.
Wonderful. And let's move to tapping in the crease of the chin below the lower lip. I feel.
I feel.
And trust.
And trust.
The guidance within me.
The guidance within me.
I'm attracting.
I'm attracting.
All that I ever wanted.
All that I ever wanted.
Beautiful. And let's go to the ends of the collarbones, right above the breastbone there. Flattening out the palm of your hand, tapping on the ends of those collarbones, or just putting steady pressure. Repeat after me. As I realize.
As I realize.
I have everything I need.
I have everything I need.
To manifest what I want.
To manifest what I want.
I can breathe easily.
I can breathe easily.
Beautiful. And let's move underneath the arm. And it doesn't matter which arm. We're looking once again for that other tender spot about 2 to 4 inches below the armpit, tapping, rubbing, or putting steady pressure on that. Repeat after me. I am embracing.
I am embracing.
The transformational changes.
Transformational changes.
In my life now.
In my life now.
And I am confident.
And I am confident.
About what is unfolding.
About what is unfolding.
There's so many opportunities.
There are so many opportunities.
And this is going to be fun.
And this is going to be fun.
Beautiful. And let's now move underneath the breast. On the, it doesn't matter which side of the body. We're tapping on that upper portion of the rib cage there. For men, it's about 2 inches below the nipple. For women, it's right underneath the breast. And repeat after me, I am safe.
I am safe.
And I trust in myself.
And I trust in myself.
And I trust in a universe.
And I trust in a universe.
That is supporting me.
That is supporting me.
In every step of the way.
In every step of the way.
To have.
Have.
What I most want.
What I most want.
I am at peace now.
I am at peace now.
All is well.
All is well.
So be it.
So be it.
And if you were tapping or rubbing, you can keep doing that for a moment and then hold. Take a deep breath in. And just very easily and effortlessly feel the deliciousness of breathing out and surrendering, just relaxing your hand now. And I invite you to close your eyes and just kind of scan your body, see how you're feeling in this moment after doing our process together. And once again, just envision or feel or sense. Not everybody sees this, but you can feel it, this scale that's calibrated from 1 to 10. 10 being I'm really activated by my issue. Really gets me upset to think that this could be hard, or it happens for other people, not for me, or I'm not enough in some way. 1 being I'm now at peace with this. I've let go of any of the scary stories that could keep me from what I most want. And just let your heart respond and let you know where you are now. Have you moved down your scale? That was our objective here today. So, Betty, I will ask you, were you able to move down?
Yes, it dropped dramatically.
Oh, that's great. Well, this was really lovely doing this with you, and fun, too. I really enjoyed it, and once again want to express my appreciation for you, very specifically, Betty, for helping me out with this, and to really just express my appreciation for all the people listening to this recording. And what I want to tell you is that to support yourself now after having moved energy, we always want to bring a level of consciousness to having experienced something like this. So be gentle with yourself for the rest of the day. It's really valuable to drink water to support the body in the release that we just experienced. And, you know, just enjoy the fact that you have really shown up for yourself in this way. And I say namaste. Namaste means I honor the light within each one of you, and I wish you every success with creating exactly what you want. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.